One of the most celebrated sayings from the classical canon has always been a Latin verse by the playwright Terence, which reads, Homo sum, humani nihil a me alienum puto. It's usually translated, I am a human being. Nothing that is human is alien to me. And a bit like the Pursuit of Happiness or the Gettysburg Address, it's become a battle cry in the secular Western world. Even in the High Christian period, it summarized the treasures of humanitarian tolerance and was therefore co-opted by the Enlightenment too. In the 1500s, that decent man Montaigne carved the two sentences into the oaken cross beams above his workbench as a gold standard motto. And the Roman playgoers at the premiere of the comedy, way back in 163 BC, stood to applaud the sentiment for several minutes, which was perhaps unfortunate. After all, the words are spoken at the very start of the drama, only 25 lines in, and spoken, as it happens, by a horrible character called Crames. Perhaps the actor started all over again once the clapping stopped. When Father Eddie Keane, rest in peace, recited the beautiful Latin to us half a hundred years ago in a school classroom that smelled of soaked boots drying on a radiator, everybody tittered. Homo, you see, still signified a gay male, or, since such folk used to be burned by way of example at the stake, a faggot. But Eddie was patient, if perplexed. Homo, he told us, was the Latin for humankind, as when Pontius Pilate says of the scourged Jesus, ecce homo, whereas homos was the Greek adjective for same, as in same sex, or indeed as in homoousios, of one being, the crucial Christian term for the relationship between father and son. So the correct pronunciation should always be homosexual. I think often of Father Eddie these hard-hearted times, when we still need scapegoats, like the leap day every 4 years in the calendar, to stabilize our society. He was doing exactly what he said as he said it, befriending humanity, bar none, and witnessing to the word of God. He was a human being. Nothing that is human was ever alien to him. I hope he made it to the heaven he believed in. He was dying to meet Sophocles.